Trouble in Tahiti es una ópera en un acto y siete escenas con música y letra de Leonard Bernstein, estrenada en 1952 en el Festival Creative Arts de la Universidad Brandeis ante una audiencia de casi 3.000 personas. El Teatro de la Ópera de la NBC posteriormente presentó la ópera en televisión en noviembre del mismo año, producción en la que debutó profesionalmente la mezzo Beverly Wolfe, quien más tarde volvería a interpretar el papel en la primera presentación ante la Ópera de la Ciudad de Nueva York de la obra en 1958. La ópera posterior de Bernstein, A Quiet Place, de 1983, incluye Trouble in Tahiti en la forma de un amplio flashback y ambas versiones se representan regularmente por todo el mundo. En homenaje al próximo centenario del nacimiento de su autor, el 25 de agosto, os traemos la grabación de 2010 con la orquesta Psapfa a cargo de Nicholas Koch y con las voces solistas de Catherine Hopper, Dean Robinson, Jane Harrington, Ashley Catling y Quentin Hayes. Arriba el telón.
Kisses the doorknob, the pretty red roof of the little white house in Star's Day. Friendly sun, opens the eyelids, opens the eyelids, opens the eyes of the husband and wife. Kindles their faces, kindles their love, kindles their faces with greetings all love in the little white house in Wellesley.
Suburbia,
suburbia, out of the hubbub, less than an hour by train.
Suburbia,
suburbia, sweet in the spring, helpful in winter, saves us the bother of summers in May. Morning sun, kiss the driveway, kiss the lawn, kiss the flagstones on the front lawn of the little white house. Kisses the paper at the front door, kisses the roses around the front door of the little white house. For the kids, neighborly butchers, less than an hour by train.
But morning sun says a good morning.
Have a good day, have a good morning. Have a good day in the city today. Joy to your labors till you return. Joy to your labors until you return to the little white house.
The little white house.
The little white house in Highland.
How could you say the thing that you did?
What is it this time?
In front of the kid.
You were the first to go and smoke.
Oh, it's my fault.
I just meant a joke.
Pass me the toast.
You might have said please.
Please understand, I don't mean to fight.
Where did you start then?
It's simply not right.
Why did you tell Sam so quick to accuse?
Here we are fighting.
Well, language
is burned.
Make it yourself. Every morning it's the same old thing. Lovely way to start the
there
day.
There are things that have to be discussed. Miss Brown, that holy old
bird.
It's simply absurd.
Still young enough.
The subject is closed.
Oh, I'm sick of this life. Day after day, all the sick of humiliation. Day after day, with no consideration of what it means to be a woman.
Thank you.
speech. I'm perfectly fine, thank you. She's well. Yes, exactly what I want to speak to you about. With things as they are, I cannot see how you could ask me again. Now, Mr. Partridge. Yes, I know all that. You've already said that. Ah, but that's just why I have to refuse you. No. Yes, I was sure you would finally see it my way. No trouble at all. Goodbye.
Oh, San Lorenzo, you marvelous man. Oh, San Lorenzo, you marvelous man. When it comes to the dawn, no one touches marvelous sand.
I couldn't be better, Bill. She's well. Yes, the check is already at sign and waiting. Now, don't be a child. You know it's a pleasure to do it for you. Is it sufficient? Don't be silly, man. Of course, I can spare it. You'll return it whenever you want to. Get to show up for the handball finals. At 4 on the dot. So long.
to lunch with Susie.
And I've got a date with old AJ. Same old business lunch. Too bad we can't have lunch together.
I must run, I'm late already.
God. lovely day. Lovely night, happily married, sweet little son, family picture, second to none. It's a wonderful life, up-to-date kitchen, washing machine, colorful bathroom, a Life magazine, and a little white house in Brooklyn. Lovely night, Sheridan sofa, Chippendale chair, Epp-a-white table, old chinaware. It's a wonderful life, green side silver, white in the soup, two-door sedan and convertible coupe, and a little white house in Elkins Park.
Suburbia,
suburbia, 6 days of work, fun every Sunday, cough with the neighbors next door.
Suburbia,
suburbia, Cloverfield toothpaste, Poodle's hands for anything more. Lovely night, oodles of culture, over TV, book of the month, blood, musical tea. It's a wonderful night, happily married, sweet little son, family picture, second to none, in the little white house,
in the little white house,
in the little white house, in
swimming and fish who wind up in the pot. There are men who will study the books till judgment day. They'll examine the techniques of winners galore. There are men who will study the rules religiously. Every day they'll improve just a tiny bit more. And the fool of the soul behind it, all their evil drive and power of will and desire behind it, and they'll throw themselves in. But they never will win, they never will win, they never, 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 never will win. And beaten and rolled. There are men who will sweat out their nights in Turkish baths, whereby every reducing machine that is sold. And they'll live for a week on lemons, and another week on grass and corn and crackers and lemons, and lay off the gin. But they'll never be thin, they'll never be thin, they'll never, 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 never be thin.
Thank you. a story with a wonderful sequel. Men are created unequal. There are men, and whatever they touch will turn to gold, and their every decision will always be right. There are men who can handle the work of seven men, and still manage to sleep 7 hours a night.
Thank you. You say?
It doesn't matter.
How was Junior's play?
I didn't go.
Look, Diana, maybe we ought to go out tonight. A movie, or...
We went last night.
But there's a new one. Just opened. That new musical. Something about Tahiti. How about it?
Sure. Why not? Anything. I'll get my hat.
Thank you.